Hey, it's Anne with Spirit River Coaching on the Go. Oh, I waited all day for a package to show up at my house that never showed up, and I wanted to go up to Spirit River because I have a number of things here that I'm concerned about them freezing and exploding. And it's dipping down in the Wisconsin Dells area where Spirit River is. It's dipping down into the teens at night, and I have some I really like glass containers, and I have these glass gallon jugs that I keep water stored here because there's no water. I have to haul it in, so I have those on the porch, and I was just envisioning these 1 gallon jars shattering all over the floor and not being pretty. So I'm in the process of a number of business things right now that are exciting and taking up most of my time packing my schedule. But I needed to get up here to Spirit River before I fly out to San Diego next week. And I'm working on finishing painting my house. Nothing like the last minute to inspire completion of jobs. So I do like deadlines, and I'm working between the cold days. When it gets into the 40s or 50s, then I can paint the trim of my house. So I've got multiple things going on at one time, working towards deadlines, and I've squeezed a mini trip. I came up at 5 o'clock tonight. It takes about 2 hours to get to Spirit River, 2 hours and 15 minutes. And it's cold. It's dipping into 19 tonight. So the reason I'm talking about this is that I felt overwhelmed today about if I would be able to do this. And if I didn't do it, what might be the implications or ramifications of me not getting these tasks done? And I felt, you know, I like to go with the flow and feel really good about it. I didn't feel great about any of my choices. So I just decided at 5, this was the best time to get this particular task done. And I just changed my attitude. I shifted from feeling uncomfortable about it to seeing how it could be wonderful. And I headed in this direction. And as soon as I got here, because I'd like to spend more than one evening here, I have to leave early in the morning. When I got here, as soon as I got here to unlock the chain at the driveway or unlatch it, I could see so many stars and the air was so crisp. And I came down the grassy driveway in the woods and stopped in front of Spirit River. Got out, and as soon as I got in here, so glad I came. So in the midst of this busyness that I'm experiencing, I'm getting this one night on the floor of Spirit River with a little fake wood stove. It's an electric stove, but it's got a little fire with colored lights, and it's all I need. So make sure that you take the time to find the spots in your life where you can celebrate and relax and reconnect with your vision. It's so important. And then you can get right back to work because you remember and it's vivid what you're working towards. Hit reply on this email. Tell me if this was inspiring to you in any way. Love to you.